your body.
I'll give you a signal when it actually goes on.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for June 11th of 2020. The time now is 7:14 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stopa.
Aye. Mark here.
Mark Gratis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. Can we please stand for a pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our doctors and nurses? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll, check dated 6-12 of 2020. The total amount is going to be $43,901.87, with $8,890.87 in withholdings, tax, with deductions and liabilities.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark
Gratis. Aye.
Next up is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriations dated June of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Gratis.
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, you have any?
Yes, I do have a purchase order. So I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order for $44,000. The department is cemetery. The vendor is going to be Cardinal Asphalt Company. This is going to be to excavate and pave the Dinosaur Cemetery Drive. I've been talking about this.
Second.
Any more information?
No, I've already talked to Denny about it, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Roll call.
I
have anything?
Do we need to go out to bid for that or not?
No.
Is that okay?
Roll call.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Gratis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
And I signed this one.
All right.
The bid's actually $41,000, Angela.
Okay.
I bumped it up just in case they run into some bad ground.
Okay.
We can spend up to $45,000.
Okay.
Chuck, you have any more?
Nope, that's the only one.
Mark?
I do. I have a training request first. Make a motion to approve a training request for Cliff Nicholson to go to a tactical defense breaching course at the Medina County Sheriff's Office. It's a $0 training. The date is 6-15 of 2020.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Roll call, please.
Mark Gratis.
Aye.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I have a purchase order here. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. It's for the police department. The vendor is Axon. The total is $4,004.90, and it's for two tasers.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is that replacing two outdated ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do we do with the old ones?
They're worthless pretty much, but I'll ask. I don't know. I mean, if they can sell them for any value or not.
Yeah, destroy them or.
Yeah, their taser is the only one that that makes them for us that we can get them from, and these they won't recycle, refurbish anymore. So
they take them in trade.
this is the total. I don't think they do take the older ones and trade. There's nothing on here about a trade.
Okay.
Roll call?
Yes, please.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for the police department, the vendor's North Gateway Tire. It's for the repairs of police car. The total is $1,431.62.
Second.
This is for brakes and rotors, alignment, steering shaft on one of the cars. Car 8, the old fire car. Roll call, please.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
One more. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for the police department. The vendor would be the city of Medina. The total is $66,625, and this is for 2020 dispatch services.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope. Roll call.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Is that it then, Mark?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I don't have anything. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 5/29/2020 to 6/11/2020. Starting with electronic check number 31-2020, continuing to electronic check 34-2020, and then starting with regular check number 30813, and continuing to check number 30842, the total amount's $90,970.71.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund dated 6/11/2020 and incorporate this.
The 12-page
document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of bank reconciliation for April. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation dated 4/30/2020 and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
There is one thing I wanted to note on the bank. The transfer to Westfield is almost complete.
Okay.
There is one more EFT or ACH that I'm trying to track down with the state of Ohio. There is also just one thing that I talked to Yvonne about. There's a grant that sometimes comes in from the Department of Public Safety. So the police department is just gonna have to watch if they go out for that grant. I think a lot of times the department doesn't even know that it automatically gets deposited
That grant that you were talking about with the tablets, that was closed. It's been closed, so.
Right, but there have been other, there, like the overtime grant, I don't think you were here for that. I think you were though, at the tail end there. But it's something that the department has applied for, but then it just automatically goes into our account. So we're gonna have to watch for that because I don't know how to contact them. Like we've never had it.
So when we apply for the grant, we'll have to make sure we have the right account number that we give them for deposit.
And the correct account number went into SAM, so that should help too. But that anything that I know about, it goes through OCJS actually, which might be just the pass-through for Department of Safety. So as long as OCJS has the correct info, which they will with me going forward, then we should be good.
So just watch that. And then Demi, same thing with the public works. If there's anything that.
You're right.
you need for me to change that over, let me know. So, and then we should be good to go.
All right. Next up is credit card at the station. This time, like, so I'm Mike Stopa, Chairman of Board of Township Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code at its meeting on June 11, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates May 2nd of 2020 through June 2nd of 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer, and the credit card accounts are Amazon, E&H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Next up, new business. Approval of previous minutes. You guys don't have a problem, I'm just going to read all of them, then we'll just, I'll do the first three, and then the other two I'll do separate, because all three of us were the first three. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for April 2nd, 2020, which was a regular trustee meeting. All trustees were in attendance. April 16th, 2020, which was a regular trustee meeting. All trustees were in attendance. And April 30th, 2020, which was a regular trustee meeting, and all trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the May 14th, 2020 regular trustee meeting. Mr. Stopa and Mr. Johnson were in attendance, and also the May 28th, 2020 regular trustee meeting, which Mr. Stopa and Mr. Johnson were also in attendance on that one.
I'll second that.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Abstain.
Next up is tax budget discussion.
That time of year again. Fun stuff. Tax budget is due the county the 20th of July. And we only have, I believe, two regular meetings prior to the so we have the 25th and the 9th. We are not to have a special meeting for that. Remember, we have been asked to try to cut our spending.
Yes.
Now, we did get notice from the county. I don't know if you've read the letter that had come out when they asked us to cut the spending, that we really don't know what the second half's going to look like. Our first half collections was pretty, as far as property taxes, was pretty close. The homestead and rollback just came in May. That was pretty spot on. But our or gasoline tax, that those don't come in usually till later in the year, so we're not going to know with that. And then the second half collections, we haven't even, we'll start collecting on that. We'll start getting our advances in the end of July, and then we won't have our full collections until end of September or beginning of October. So we really won't know, and unfortunately, this is due.
Right.
July 20th, so we just have to do our best guesstimate, and with the knowledge it will probably be changing. So.
How do you guys want to do it? You want to do it one big group, or?
It worked last time when we did that.
You just want to do it as a special meeting, just do it, then that way it's not in regular trustee mm-hmm. meeting. Any days that work better for you, Chuck?
Monday right now.
Mark, any days work better for you?
Doesn't really matter. Mondays are fine.
I'm going to do it at the end of the month, the 29th, the 22nd, 29th.
I'm good either one.
Because July, that first week in July, I'm...
July gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
29th works.
29th?
Work with you.
Does that work with you, Angela?
Yes.
Make it 7 o'clock? Does that work?
Or earlier.
I can't do it earlier.
No?
You can't be
I can't do it earlier.
Yeah, that should work. If, and I know it's difficult, but reach out to the your department heads, Denny's here, but try to look ahead for projects that you know would be coming up in 2021. Also, any grants. Because this is also, remember, this isn't just spending. This is more for revenue than spending. I mean, we have to put both in, but the property taxes, that we put that in, but the county will adjust that as they see fit. But they really want to know what we're thinking we're going to bring in. So, grants or any other type of funding that we're expecting to get is important. So anything that, we think we're going out for would be important. So if we can start gathering that information, we have it better.
Yeah, with some things, we don't know what they'll give us. Even with OCJS, sometimes they adjust it. So we'll do our best to estimate.
Be conservative, I would say. But, just if we can start getting ideas and we can,
All right.
We'll discuss it at that meeting.
At least a list of ones we've gotten in the past, what we're going to apply for, and we can guess from there.
If there's ever a big, if there's ever a big grant or a big donation that comes in, we can always adjust the certificate. Anything large that we would do that for, like the grant this year, we can do that. But, the better the information we can give, we try to do that. So.
All right. So, Angela, this special meeting will be for the 2021 tax budget discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else in regards to that before I make a motion for the meeting?
I don't need anything else.
Chuck, anything before? All right, then this time I'd like to make a motion to have a special meeting on June 29th, 7 p.m. for the 2021 tax budget discussion.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Grattis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
And I'll have Nick put that in the paper. Anything else before we go to public comments?
I don't.
I got some stuff here with the.
You want to do that first? And we'll...
Yeah, I think we should do it first.
Okay.
We have some things in the storage here. I was talking with Denny, and we're going to put this up on the auction. It's going to be the Gov Deals. So some of the things that we're looking to put up at the auction, we have some obsolete exercise equipment in there. We have a 2002 Ford F-150. We have a 2002 Honda RVT 1000R motorcycle. We have a computer cabinet, the old rolling gear racks, old Amatro twin hoses, and we have one red rotating light bar. So we're going to try to put some up on Gov Deals and get those out of there. Some spring cleaning, right, Denny?
Yeah, get rid of
Angel, we don't need a, because we've made a motion before in the past to allow Denny to put stuff up on GovDeals.
Yeah, you can make, if you want to just include the list, and then, Denny, are those, which departments would those come back to, do you know?
Well, the light bar would be the fire, hoses will be fire, gear racks will be fire.
And that, that computer cabinet is PD, that was the old PD cabinet they had down there.
Exercise equipment, I don't know who's that.
I don't know.
That was old PD stuff.
So PDs.
Okay.
And the cars are, and motorcycles.
PDs also.
Okay.
And we got one title today, and we're hopefully gonna get the other one.
Okay.
This week.
So, as it sells, when you get the paperwork.
I get it.
Yes, if you just mark what, so they know.
Let's make all those again?
You could just incorporate that paper.
You got something you want to start them bids at for the two vehicles? I mean, that's.
Truck's in decent shape, but it's what, 2002?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
$90,000, I think.
Just go on Kelly Blue Book and like, watch his parameters.
Start at 15 and.
I think it'll bid up, it's in nice shape.
It'll go up from that, for sure, yeah, yeah.
What do you guys think?
I'm fine with that, I mean.
Do the motorcycle same thing?
Yeah, I haven't looked at that in a long time, I don't.
Now, do we have to tell them that the stuff works or anything, or just, because that motorcycle probably hasn't been touched in.
As is. Where is that, is over there.
All right, so I guess I'll, let's make a motion.
Yeah, you can just incorporate that.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion, I'm gonna incorporate this sheet of paper of a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that we're gonna put up on GovDeals. That's the motion, I guess, huh?
Second. Roll call.
Chuck Johnson?
Second, third. Aye.
Mike Stoffel?
Aye.
Mark Rabbit?
Aye.
All right, anything else, Chuck?
No, I think that was it.
Mark, anything else?
No, sorry, I wasn't here last week, I got sent to Kansas, my apologies.
No problem. Next up is public comment. This time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoffel?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Rabbit?
Aye.
Floor is open for public comment, anyone?
My name's Brian Kress, been a long time Medina Township resident here, and I'm the one that bought the old Streetside Cafe. Want to eventually do something with the property, kind of wait to see what happens on this end of town. I know it's been kind of a slow go developing business-wise, hasn't really taken off, so I don't want to commit to building something that we maybe just don't need now. But I did see the opportunity when it came up for auction to have some commercial property on a main road. Place was vacant for, I think, since 2010. So I did my due diligence, I cleaned up the eyesore, got rid of the building, as I'm sure you've all seen. Graded the parking lot the way it should have been, and or once was. Cleaned it up over there, and I'm just trying to create some type of revenue out of there, and I was thinking about dealing with this Medina Auto Mall that has their staging lots for their excessive inventory, and I thought that would be a good way to generate some income on my end without building a building just yet. I don't want to put something up there and find out that's really not what Medina Township needed as far as putting a structure up. So I thought, well, until then, I thought it'd be nice to generate some revenue. So that was an idea. I think it's a good idea. I mean, what looks better than a bunch of brand new shiny cars? The driveway's freshly graded. I was talking to Elaine, she said it'd probably behoove me to attend the meeting tonight just to bounce these ideas off you guys and kind of see what you guys think. I know he's got other areas in Medina, Medina Township even. Elaine tells me that they never even asked permission on those. I guess they just moved in.
Correct, they just kind of move in. Well, you know, going back to talking to Elaine, Elaine called me after you talked to her and that and asked me what I thought. I said, well, let's go through our zoning book and make sure there's nothing in there that prevents you or anybody else from doing something, you know, like that in regards to commercial.
Yeah. So have you been in talks with them already then, or?
Yes, I have been. I talked to him a couple of times, and he would be interested in moving in there. But, you know, he's concerned. I don't know if you guys, if anybody's been in contact with him at all, because he made a comment to me the one time. He says, I don't want to incur the expenses of moving in And then somebody saying, I got to move back out. And I said, well, I'm going to attend the meetings and find out that, no, you know, we're okay to do this. I don't want you to ship in your cars and then in 2 months have to ship them back out.
I mean, your site's a commercial site.
Right, and that's what some of the problem was in the past. He moved his vehicles onto property that wasn't zoned commercial, it was zoned residential.
Gotcha.
So we had to ask him to kind of leave, take them back out. So
yeah,
that's why Elaine called me after she got the, you know, phone number, you know, phone call from you.
Yeah.
So we went through our zoning book. We talked to the prosecutor's office in regards to it. There's nothing that prevents you from using your land that way.
Excellent. I appreciate that, guys. I really do.
As far as number of cars, my request is just be keep it so so it can be handled. No car carriers parked on Pearl Road. That's going to cause an issue. And it's going to be an issue for him because our police are going to have to...
Sure, absolutely.
And just keep it to where you can maneuver and not have to tie up traffic on Pearl.
He did make a comment that brings up a good point. He did make a comment, I know he does this so he can be strategic how he plays with the car, but he did make a comment that he's going to have access for the 18-wheeler to back in there so they can unload off the road. So
yeah,
that's a good point, but he did make a comment about
that. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to be courteous to your neighbors.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, it took me a little while with the winter time of having all that excessive dirt over there. A guy was nice enough to give it to me for the backfill. I ended up, as you probably saw, way too much with the soaking wet winter and spring. It took me a while, but I've been trying. I've been trying to clean the place up and dress it up. I know a lot of people drive by there every day, and I thought, like I said, this would be a good way to generate a little bit of revenue until I decide, you know, what we need there, you know, Medina Township needs, you know. I've lived here for I don't know how many years, and we've always joked that one day Medina is going to connect with Brunswick on 42 with all the businesses, and maybe one day that'll happen, I don't know, but, or maybe this guy's selling beer down here and now it's going to like to send a town up, who knows, you know, maybe get some things going. That'd be nice for all of us, you know, if we get some new activity going in here business-wise.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect area, so. And the way the sprawl is going, it's going to come
I think
your
it's
going
to so. Go, yeah, I think it's going to go. But I thought in the interim, I thought this would be a good way to clean it up, but no, I appreciate your guys' time, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Once, twice, Mr. Krupp?
Talking about car parking. What?
Mr. Krupp, we're still working on it. I'm going to talk to Denny here after a meeting. I want him to go out and measure something for me. I've talked to several other zoning inspectors from other townships and that to see if there's anything that they can think of too. Some of the things that they've come up with, we've pretty much already exhausted that. So the last thing they kind of gave me was to do a measurement and see where he is with the right of way. He can't be in the road right of way to park the vehicles. So we have to find out where the road right of way is. So that's why I need to talk to Denny, because he's gonna have to go out and possibly measure for me, figure out.
I know
you're concerned in that, and like I said, we're everything possible I've looked at. I've even talked to some other townships, not even here, but down at Columbus. I've talked to them in regards to anything that they can think of too, and we pretty much, everything that we've already tried, they've kind of came back and said, well, what about this, what about that, so.
I have also spoken to other zoning people from other townships. Same.
So, all right, anything else?
If I may, please, one more question, if I may. As far as these parking these cars up there, is there anything else that I need to do now? I'm new at this, I'll be honest. Do I need to attend the zoning meeting next month or anything, or am I kind of free to go? I just want to kind of see.
No, there's nothing in our zoning that would have you.
There's no signage, right?
Right. There's going to be no sign. He's just going to park some cars there.
Yeah.
Just call Elaine know kind of what day they're possibly going to be going in or whatever.
So we kind of have an idea. Yeah. So if he says he can move the cars the next Friday, I'll give Elaine a call, and that way you guys are...
Yeah, just so we kind of have an idea. Yeah. So that's
great. Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. So. Thank you.
One quick thing, too. When you guys talk, you do have to say our names and our
I'm
addresses,
sorry.
Just because I know Nick will be calling.
Mike, would he need a change of use?
No.
Okay.
We already run it by Mike Lyons.
Okay. That's cool.
They reviewed our zoning and everything. There's no... Because he's not changing use. It's still his property. He's just running some space to...
Gotcha. It's not an active business.
Correct.
Being run out of. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Anyone else? Once, twice, three times? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. Anything else before we adjourn?
Nope.
I have one thing. Did Elaine get a chance to talk to you about that zoning refund?
Oh, yes, yes. Let me talk to you guys. So this is the first time it's ever happened. We had an individual apply for a zoning permit for a pool. And with the way the pool sales are going this year,
they can't get a pool.
They can't get a pool until sometime, I think, late July, early August, September sometime. So they asked for a refund back on their pool permit. It's $50. We've never done this before. So Elaine asked me what we want to do. She's contacted the prosecutor's office in regards to that. If it's something we want to say there's no refunds or whatever, then we have to kind of come up with just a thing stating that the fee's a fee, it's non-refundable, and go from there. And then we'll just put it in our thing. The permits are good for 1 year, so their permit that they pulled is good for a year.
Yeah, I mean.
I had Elaine call Montville and Brunswick Hills and that. Brunswick Hills, she didn't talk to Evelyn, she talked to the other gentleman. He said basically just, they would probably just give the money back. I think Montville says that no, they wouldn't give it back. It's non-refundable because it is a year time frame and that. So I guess it's something we want to look at.
I mean, if we had to do
going forward
work involved with on our side, but if it's just a piece of paper, you know.
But we have to give a, there's a, Angela would have to go through a different way in regards to giving the refund.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at as right. to how.
It would be similar, I mean, as far as going into setting them up in UAN and giving the refund, it would be similar to
the ball fields.
Giving, well, or just a signed refund.
But on the other side, too, on the paperwork, when we're having them sign it, we should probably have something on here that's like, this is not refundable.
Well, that's
right.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
That was my concern, because we don't have any paperwork at the township that set, like, our paperwork is for temporary signed refunds. So there is, and it's actually marked for those dollar amounts, and you can't fill it in. So
right.
that was my concern, because you don't want to be making right. scratched out marks
right.
and just handwriting, you know. And there's nothing in our zoning code that addresses this either.
Right. My thing when I talked to Elaine about it, and this is my opinion in regards to it, that there shouldn't be it. Once you pull the permit, the permit's pulled. There shouldn't be a refund.
But the paperwork should reflect that going forward.
Correct. And the only reason is because you can pull it and wait for the very last day before that year time frame and say, oh, I'm not going to get it done now. I want my refund. Versus, or we put in it that you have 4-day time frame from the time you pull the permit, 4 days before you, to qualify for a refund, anything after 4 days, it's not refundable. I don't know, that's just a couple ideas in regards to that.
Okay, in a year's time, too, they're going to get the pool.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the way it's our zoning states is you pull a permit, you have a 1 year time frame, and that's to do anything. So all you have to do is basically dig a hole and fill it back up. You did some kind of work on that permit type thing, whether it's a house or a pool or whatever. So that was one of Elaine's concerns, you know. They wait until the very last day,
yeah.
don't do anything, and then say, well, we're not going to get a pool, I'd like my refund back.
I say we give them the refund because we didn't specify up front, and then we change the paperwork to reflect no refunds, period.
That's what I was getting at. I mean, yeah. it's one of those things. I mean, you got a whole year,
uh-huh.
but if they're going to be ticky and tacky, I mean, yeah, they are a resident, you know, and I'm trying, that's what I work for, but I would just going farther, we just put it on there, and then, hey, this is what it is, we have to do work, you got it for a year,
right?
You know, but I think just letting them know ahead of time is the right way to do it, so.
Is that going to be a problem to do this first one and then
this
going
first
forward?
And only one?
Well, we're going to have to come up with some sort of paperwork, though.
Yeah, well, that's
really good. What I'm going to be able to generate from UAN is just a check.
Well, the other thing we can do, too, is can't we go back to this person and just ask them and kind of explain to them, hey, this is good for a year? And
we have. Elaine has.
And then she just doesn't want to.
We're going to wait. Yeah, I guess it was, like I think Elaine said.
What do we need paperwork to
say? Beginning of August.
Have you ever seen the temporary sign refund paperwork. I would say maybe something like that, but just, see, that's the, I don't, this should maybe be run by the prosecutor's office.
Yeah, have her call him, like, it's a one-time shot. Ask him to draw something up for us, and then, like a receipt.
But I would say that Jay, you should paperwork right away, because you don't want to open that can of worms.
Right.
Another suggestion would be, though, then, if we, are you going to say no refunds at this point, then, right away?
I think so.
Because either we do that, or my suggestion would be to hold, if you are going to say 4 days, then to hold those, instead of making our deposits, because under, like, under that amount was $1,500, I think, what do we hold for 3 days? I would say we hold the money for.
I don't know if we want to make it, you know what I'm saying?
We just need to make a decision, though, because it's.
I think it's, once you pull a permit, the permit's pulled, there's no refund on the.
Right, because you've got to think that through, you know, so that's, you know.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it is spending quite a bit of time. By the time you're involving our zoning inspector, myself.
I mean, they should, they, my thing, too, is knowing you were going to get a pool, you should have already known what the timeframe was before you decided to pull the permit and get all that stuff started. Because I know the pool company I deal with for mine, he's already in August for, end of August for installs.
Yeah, I would have her get ahold of Mike Lyons and just ask him to draw something up similar, she can have, use our same one and say, just something like this, that'll get us.
For this time.
And then, we also need to make sure that we get something changed on that application to say no refunds, period.
Okay. I'll call and let her know that, and then I guess at this time I'll make a motion to state that zoning permits, fees are non-refundable. Once a zoning permit is pulled, we will not refund any money for the permits going forward from today's date, June 11, 2020.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? I'll get Elaine to, and then we'll just change our application to state that. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Anything else? Yvonne, oh.
I'm good to go on those documents.
Yeah, Yvonne wanted to know about the Walmart grant. We approved it last time. There were a couple changes in it. I reviewed it. It was basically you have X number of days to cash a check or deposit the check. There really was, there was no matching funds or anything like that. Just a couple changes in regards to their awarding that. So
and
I think
any monies that they give us, if we don't use though that money up, we have to, we're supposed to technically return it.
Correct.
So,
and then just like any other grant,
the exact amount if I can.
Right,
right. And then just like any other grant too, we have to keep the paperwork for 5 years in regards to what we purchase within and things like that.
When you say if we don't use the money up, and is there a time frame
to use it?
I think
it's for whatever we said we were going to use it for. So I would take the quote that I have.
It's a year time. So within the year. So most of the stuff she's going to ask her for specific dollar amounts that you would apply the grant
this is
for.
The new paperwork. So going forward.
This was the email that I sent to the whole board about probably maybe a month ago, something like
yeah,
that.
Just remember, because any money that we didn't factor in getting can't and then that we bring in can't technically be spent until next year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
But like she's going for an AED right now. If we got that, we would buy it next year.
Right.
We would still be with that year.
Just making sure we.
Yeah. And then it's also, she can apply for 25 grants, but as soon as we receive one grant, then we're done for that fiscal year.
Okay.
So.
And so we have to deposit within 180 days, and then we have to use it, I think, within a year. But
time,
we will.
From the time we get the.
Once we cross over into January, it's we did last time.
Right. Yeah.
So.
I mean, they don't have any restrictions as far as which account they want it deposited to.
No, I didn't see anything in there.
No.
It just says you have to deposit it within 180.
What I did was I went through and highlighted stuff that seemed important to me, and I scanned it in and attached it to that email that all of you received about a month ago. So I highlighted the things that I thought were important, but we're obviously going to be held to everything that's in there.
Right.
So. That's up to the board as to whether you want more time to review or if you want to just go ahead and say, let me apply now.
I read it. Like I said, really that's the only thing that caught my eye, stuff that you kind of highlighted though too, and then basically everything else was pretty much the same that it was.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That's it.
All right then. This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees' regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoffa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Grabus.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:53 p.m.
Same for.